Did Golem eat babies? My precious, say it isn't so. Golem is shrouded in mystery and rumor within J.R.R. Tolkien's legendary Middle-earth saga. But who is Golem truly? Called by some one of Tolkien's most original creations, the pitiful creature Golem shows the complexity of characters in Tolkien's world. Join me, Aaron, your host and fellow Middle-earth wanderer, as we unravel the tangled web of Golem's origins, motivations, and significance in the grand tapestry of the Lord of the Rings. Now, let's wander.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Let's take a quick look at the map, so that you know where we are for today's tale. We're exploring the chapter called A Shadow of the Past from J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring. In my 2002 movie cover Houghton Mifflin edition, this is pages 51 through 57, Gandalf and Frodo have just confirmed that Frodo is now in possession of the Dark Lord Sauron's Master Ring. Gandalf is answering Frodo's question, "How did it come to me?" Gandalf has explained the origins of the rings. 3 for the elves, 7 for the dwarves, 9 for men, 1 for Sauron, you know all that. After Sauron's defeat, Isildur claimed the ring, but the ring betrayed and left Isildur lying in the muddy depths of the River Anduin. This is where our tale picks up today. The golem that Gandalf presents here is in many ways a different golem than Bilbo found in the slimy pits of the Misty Mountains. With time and extra narrative complexity, Tolkien has been able to discover more of Gollum's backstory. Take this line from The Hobbit, for example, quote, "Deep down here, by the dark water, lived old Gollum, a small, slimy creature. I don't know where he came from, nor who or what he was. He was Gollum, as dark as darkness." This line reveals Tolkien's fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants writing style. Just as when he wrote the opening line to The Hobbit, then he felt he needed to discover what hobbits were. So here Tolkien needs to discover who Gollum is. Later on, the hobbit narrator reveals Gollum had some memories of living with, quote, his grandmother in a hole in a bank by a river, and that she taught him how to suck eggs. But also that first description of Gollum, dark as darkness, I find intriguing. In some ways, Gollum is a classic split personality character, like the Hulk and Bruce Banner, or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But I think it's much deeper than just a split personality, as intriguing and complicated as those characters are. Gollum is the product of darkness, of a creature living outside of its natural state. And yet, as Gandalf points out to Frodo, quote, "Even Gollum was not wholly ruined." Gollum is literally the juxtaposition of light and darkness. In his original description, dark as dark, that whole chapter of The Hobbit is pretty dark. The chapter is literally called Riddles in the Dark, and Bilbo's character arc is leaving light, finding the creature golem in the deepest darkness available, and then escaping to the light. But even then, Golem is not wholly gone. He has some elements of light about him. His eyes are pale, quote, lamp-like, and described as small green lamps and telescopes, which is an instrument that refracts light so that we can see faraway objects. When Golem realizes that Bilbo has the ring in his pocket, quote, the light of his eyes burned with a pale flame. Now, literally, these are green eyes out of jealousy that Bilbo now has his precious. But with all the references to light, we can see, even from The Hobbit, that Golem is not simply wholly evil or corrupted. The last remnant of light in Golem is absolutely crucial for two reasons: pity and warning. Because Golem has some distant connection with hobbits, and though he has held the ring for hundreds of years, he dwindled to a state of torment and wretchedness. But because that evil was not necessarily his nature, and the light that still had some power in him, for these reasons, those who see Golem have pity in their hearts for him. We'll dive a little deeper into the concept of pity in the next episode. So the second crucial reason that Golem has some light left within him: Golem is a warning and a foil for Frodo. Frodo can see his future in Golem if he were to claim the ring. In literature, a foil is a character who contrasts with another character, usually the hero, in order to highlight particular qualities or traits. Golem serves as a foil to Frodo by embodying the potential consequences of succumbing to the corrupting influence of the One Ring, showcasing Frodo's struggle against the same temptation and the dire path he must follow if he fails to resist it. We're going to keep going in just a moment. I really love creating these episodes for you, doing the research, writing the scripts, recording and editing the shows, and releasing at least one episode every Thursday for more than 2 years. And I really appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen to every episode. If you haven't already, you can show your appreciation by hitting that subscribe or follow button. And also, the best way to show your appreciation is to share this episode with a friend. You can text them a link, drop the name of this show in a conversation, or share it out with everyone you know. When you share the Lore of the Rings podcast, you help me in an incredible way to keep going, to keep wandering Middle-earth, and sharing all these wonderful tales with you. Okay, let's wander through some of the origins or inspiration for the character of Golem. It would be a really mean hobbit mother who just decided that she was going to name her hobbit baby Golem. Not very flattering, but we know that Golem wasn't his first name. When he still lived with his family, his name was Sméagol. But after murdering his best friend in order to obtain the ring, Sméagol's natural impulses led him to become, quote, very unpopular and shunned. He developed a gurgle in his throat and, quote, so they called him Golem and cursed him. In the films, Andy Serkis makes the Golem sound so well, which, no joke, he was inspired by how his cat was throwing up a hairball. So at least he claims. Many people like to point to the concept of Golem, G-O-L-E-M, from Jewish folklore. According to David Day's Encyclopedia of Tolkien, quote, the modern Hebrew word Golem is applied to someone who serves another under certain conditions, but is just as likely to turn against him if given the chance. That seems like an extremely accurate description of the character of Golem, although I don't know how steeped Tolkien was in Jewish folklore in order to make that connection. But I do know that Tolkien was very familiar with Norse mythology and ancient Northern European languages. David Day, again in the Encyclopedia of Tolkien, sees a connection between Golem and the Norse mythical legend of Fafnir. Fafnir's father possesses a magic ring, and Fafnir, in jealousy, murders his father in order to claim the ring. Fafnir broods over the ring, isolates in a dark cave, and transforms into a dragon, something far outside his natural state. I think you can see the parallels to Fafnir and Golem there. Tolkien was not only an expert in mythology, but also language. I found these connections from Christopher Snyder's The Making of Middle-earth rather intriguing. The Old Norse word gull, G-U-L-L, or gall, G-O-L-L, could mean gold or finger ring. These etymology insights on the word golem offer insight into J.R.R. Tolkien's rich tapestry of inspiration. While the concept of a golem from Jewish folklore resonates with Golem's servitude and potential for betrayal, Drawing parallels between his character and the mythic figure Fafnir from Norse mythology further enriches our understanding. Through these layers of influence, Tolkien crafted a character whose very name evokes themes of obsession, servitude, betrayal, and the lure of precious treasures, thus encapsulating the essence of his narrative's central conflicts. Even Gollum's original name carries some hidden meaning. Smeagol is derived from the Old English words smeagan, to penetrate or scrutinize, and smeagel, retreat or burrow. This idea of scrutinizing and burrowing brings me back to Gollum's backstory, as told by Gandalf to Frodo. But we'll get to that right after this break. We're not done yet. If you like this episode, please leave a review and share with your friends. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Tolkien now knows who Gollum is, or at least knows more of the details of Gollum's past, as recounted by Gandalf. Gandalf had enlisted the help of his friend, someone Frodo doesn't know, named Aragorn. Together, they tracked down Gollum and were able to piece the story together. In Karen Wynne Fonstad's Atlas of Middle-earth, you can find a detailed and excellent map that shows the various travels of Gollum, Gandalf, and the Nazgûl. Here's a quick summary. After Smeagol kills Deagle and claims the ring, he is exiled from his family. Apparently, his grandmother had been someone of importance and wealth, but with all his gurgling, lying, and thieving, the family didn't want him around anymore. Since Gollum had a preference for discovering roots and secrets, remember the meaning of the name Smeagol I mentioned before, and hating the light of the sun, he went down into the deep dark under the mountains, where he dwelt for hundreds of years. By mere chance, the ring, having its own motivations and intentions, abandons Gollum. Quote, the ring left him, as Gandalf says. Continuing to quote Gandalf, quote, only to be picked up by the most unlikely person imaginable, Bilbo from the Shire. The ring intended to get back to its master. Sauron had been calling for it as he grew to power in Mirkwood. But this is actually the second time the ring's motivations were foiled. Bilbo was very unlikely to pick up the ring, but it was also just as unlikely for Deagle to find the ring himself. The ring had abandoned Isildur in the river, and what are the chances that two proto-hobbits just happened to be fishing on that particular stretch of the river, and to find that particular glint of gold, and then to be claimed by a particular mal-intentioned hobbit? But I digress, back to Gollum's story. With hatred for Bilbo, Gollum leaves the mountain, wanders as far as Dale, hears about the dragon and the great battle. In time, he is drawn south to Mordor, where Sauron captured him and learned much of the tale of the ring, including that it wasn't destroyed as he originally thought, but rather had been found and was currently held by Bilbo Baggins of the Shire. The Nazgûl are dispatched, Gollum is set free, and Aragorn captures him and delivers him to Gandalf, where Gandalf can also get the full story. Whew, did you keep up with all of that? Great. Before we close, I want to address a rumor. In some reference books, and in a lot of memes on Instagram, Gollum is referred to as a cannibal. Certainly, those were the stakes of the riddle game in the dark. Gollum could eat Bilbo. And Sam would later fear that Gollum would eat him and Frodo. But as far as I know, there's no written evidence that Gollum actually was a cannibal. Now you might be thinking of this line from this very chapter that we've been wandering through today, quote, the wood was full of the rumor of him, dreadful tales even among beasts and birds. The woodmen say that there was some new terror abroad, a ghost that drank blood. It slipped through windows to find cradles. Some read that, and they picture a really dark and evil reality. Gollum slipping into houses to steal babies from cradles and eat them. That certainly is nasty and horrible, but there's two clues there that people miss. Full of the rumor of him, and the woodman said. The claim that Gollum was eating babies is just that, an alleged claim. There's no physical or written evidence of it. It'd be rather easy for the men of the forest to start talking and sharing stories like that. In fact, we'll see later on in Minas Tirith how a little bit of hearsay can turn into great legends. For me, though, I don't buy it. As Gandalf says, Gollum wasn't wholly gone. Depraved, wretched, jealous, resentful, yes to all of those. But no, he was not a baby eater. On that happy note, join me in the next episode where we will dive deep into Pity, see if Frodo can give up the One Ring, and set the stage for the rising action for the rest of the novel. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Raise your hand if this has happened to you today. You're in the middle of work, you're knocking things off the to-do list, getting stuff done, and your kid asks you to play. Do you drop everything? Do you ask them to wait a minute? What do you do? If you're like me, you don't always say yes right away. The kid moves on, you get busy, and you forget to circle back around and play. An opportunity to make a memory has been lost, and the dad guilt settles in. Not so anymore. I've developed a simple game that will enable you to take those small moments and have fun. It's called Dad's Adventure Dice Digital Edition. My 5-year-old daughter asks me nearly every day, can we do Dad Adventure Dice? What follows are some quick rolls of the dice that lead to a fun activity with an intriguing twist. Within 5 or 10 minutes, we've had a lot of fun, shared a lot of laughter, and made a memory together. Download your own Dad's Adventure Dice today. Visit store.adventures.dad to download yours. That's store.adventure.dad to download Dad's Adventure Dice.